Well, well, he couldn't help a grim smile as painfully he began to climb the hill that led into Harcourt Avenue. Where would Lola and her sisters and Charlotte be if he'd gone in for hobbies, he'd like to know? Hobbies couldn't pay for the townhouse and the seaside bungalow, and their horses, and their golf, and the 16-guinea gramophone in the music room for them to dance to. Not that he grudged them these things. No, they were smart, good-looking girls, and Charlotte was a remarkable woman. It was natural for them to be in the swim. As a matter of fact, no other house in the town was as popular as theirs. No other family entertained so much. And how many times old Mr. Neave, pushing the cigar box across the smoking room table, had listened to praises of his wife, his girls, of himself even. "You're an ideal family, sir, an ideal family. It's like something one reads about or sees on the stage." "That's all right, my boy," old Mr. Neave would reply. "Try one of those, I think you'll like them. And if you care to smoke in the garden, you'll find the girls on the lawn, I dare say." That was why the girls had never married, so people said. They could have married anybody, but they had too good a time at home. They were too happy together, the girls and Charlotte. Well, perhaps so. By this time, he had...